Now for some other stories in your world this hour. Israel says Hamas must release a captured Israeli soldier before it reopens Gaza border crossings.
The security cabinet decided unanimously that Gilad Shalit will be the first demand of Israel before any arrangement with Egyptian or with Hamas. We would like to see Gilad back home.
Israel's interior minister in Jerusalem. Gilad Shalit was captured during an Israeli raid into Gaza in June 2006, but Hamas rejects any link between the release of Shalit and a long-term truce in Gaza. Hamas spokesman Fazi Barum says we are insisting on our position. The truce includes the opening of the crossing, the lifting of the siege, and the end of the aggression. Hamas says the issue of Gilad Shalit is tied to the release of Palestinian prisoners. Until recently, Israel wanted an end to Hamas rocket attacks and arms smuggling in return for reopening the border with Gaza. The decision to include Shalit's release means negotiations on a more permanent ceasefire could stretch on for some time. Now to Indonesia and a visit by U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. At a joint press conference with Indonesia's Foreign Secretary, Clinton announced plans to restart Peace Corps programs, and she praised Indonesia's multi-ethnic democracy.
Building a partnership, a comprehensive partnership with Indonesia, is a critical step.